good?
Looks good to me.
You think it's too loud or think it's okay?
Let them deal with it.
All right.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Hey, if we blew your eardrums out, sorry about that. Look at this. This is normal.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Okay.
That's the saying.
That is the saying. I forgot about that saying.
Yeah.
That is the saying. Hey, everybody, it's time for Action Features, in case you couldn't tell by the incredibly loud intro music.
In your face. No, make no mistake. This is Action Features.
This is it.
You heard the theme song.
You heard it. You know what show it is. You know what you tuned into.
It's all this action.
It's all this action on iTunes, on actionfeatures.net, wherever you listen to it at.
Tune World.
Tunesworld.com. Pod world.
A pod world.
Hey, man, what is this episode going to be all about?
Well, first we've got some this and that to cover, and then we're going to get into a very interesting scenario.
Oh, man.
We've got one versus another. Who's going to come out alive?
Let's not give him any teasers.
I don't want to say who it...
No teasers.
Well, it's probably going to be told in the title.
Oh, it probably will be.
Am I wrong?
No, I probably will tell him the description
of
the
title. Say it.
I won't spray it.
Don't spray it.
Yep.
Don't spray it. Well...
So you want to talk about other stuff first?
Yeah, I don't have much.
Are these from your mom?
Those are from my mom. Look at what she sent.
Sweet, spicy, sriracha... Sriracha.
Chex Mix Extreme! And you know it's extreme because they didn't spell the word properly. They just put an X at the beginning. And that is a universal symbol for being way crazier than normal.
Sweet, I think this is pretty good.
Sweet and spicy sriracha.
That was like a fake cheese doodle that I just ate. Mm. With a bunch of sriracha on it.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I liked that.
Well, these are good.
I like that. Thanks, Mike's mom, as usual, for all the treats and the yumminess. All right, so
I'm not even sure if she's listening anymore.
She might give up.
She's still
most people did.
She's still sending the snacks. That's
Blaze didn't give up.
That's dedication.
He still listens.
Blaze will never give up.
He'll never give up.
Never surrender.
But a lot of people have given up. They know what this is all about at this point. There's nothing new. Same old guys.
We don't have anything.
Same
to
old
offer.
Things. I will say this. I posted a review on you know, me and the kids have a YouTube channel, right?
I've heard of it.
And we posted the review of some Star Wars backpack things recently. Me and Keaton did this video review on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Motu Classics channel. That's our name on YouTube is Motu Classics. And I got a comment from AlphaTryon92, this user on there.
Okay.
And he says, the comment said something, I may be saying it wrong, but it said something like, I just came here to see the Swamp Thing pickle. And they're like, ha ha ha. And I was like, do you listen to our podcast? And he's like, oh yeah, man, I love your podcast. He's like, I was cracking up when you guys were mentioning the Swamp Thing thing. So I had to mention it on this YouTube comment.
Swamp Thing thing.
Yeah. I don't think he said that, but I'm saying Swamp Thing thing. But I thought it was very funny. I was like, that's a funny little callback to a few episodes ago. So that was funny.
I never heard anybody talk about the pickle.
I haven't either.
Heather Locklear? Hey.
I don't know where you're going.
Well, I'm just going to leave it because I think it wasn't going any place family
friendly. Just leave that right there.
Yep.
All right, so what do you want to talk about beforehand? Before we get into this discussion.
I honestly couldn't even tell you what's going on in the world. Okay, you have a couple things. Don't forget about the action features.
I know that, yeah. Okay. As far as like pop culture-y news and such like that, Harley Quinn, I don't think we talked about this on the show yet, but Harley Quinn for Suicide Squad's been revealed.
Okay.
And she is what you would expect after seeing the Jared Leto Joker pic.
She's like a heroin
tattoos.
Addict.
It's really disheartening for me to see the Harley Quinn character and how it keeps on moving further. I didn't turn my ringer off. That's my wife. I told her we were podcasting.
Was that the Love Boat?
Remember when I said we were podcasting?
My goodness. Looks like I've got to save the show again. Here I am. Okay. So I'm going to the grocery store. And,
I'm going to send her a text real quick saying that she could have told me what she wanted.
Did you hang up on her? Did she hang up on
no,
you?
No, she just said, oh, okay, that'll be bye.
She did the courtesy hang up. She was...
So, anyway.
Is the Love Boat your theme
for
your ringtone?
No, it's Mecco Star Wars.
I know what it is.
All right. So, anyway.
Kind of sounds like Love Boat.
I really liked Harley Quinn on Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah. Right?
And even when she was introduced in the comics, I still thought... This is a cool character, you know?
Yeah.
This is something that back when I was thinking, when she came out and she, you know, was being introduced in comics and things, I was thinking that if I ever had a daughter, It'd be cool if she liked Harley Quinn and wanted to dress up as Harley Quinn for Halloween someday.
Something that you could share an interest with.
Exactly.
What about these days? What do you think about Harley
Quinn? I would in no way, shape, or form be excited if my daughter said I'd like to dress like Harley Quinn. Because they just keep making this character trashier and trashier and trashier. With every revision of her, she just gets less clothing, a trashier look, a trashier personality. Her comics smell like marijuana. It's just that they just keep on...
This deal's getting worse all the time.
Making her worse and worse and worse. So when I saw her, the way she looks in the film, it was totally expected what they went with.
Yeah.
A trashy look, covered in weird trashy tattoos, and with a trashy dye job, and just trashy. I mean, that's right. All... I don't care if anybody doesn't like what I'm saying. She looks trashy to me. Especially when you compare the way she looked in her original incarnation... to now, it just they've just completely trashed that
quick,
character.
Quick fall.
Yeah. If I were more of a Harley Quinn fan, I would be completely offended by what they've done to the character. I would just be sitting there going, why would you do this? Why would you take such a cool design and such a cool character that was one of my favorites and turn her into this? I don't understand how there is any old school Harley Quinn fans that are still with Harley Quinn. Like, if you liked that character when she was first created, I don't know how you could possibly like her still.
Well, I think there's been some Hollywood brainstorming sessions, and probably these decisions...
They heated her up.
I don't know. These decisions seem to be made to bring new people in, I think, but it's always at the risk or even the guarantee of losing all of your current fans, so I don't understand. I really just don't get the decisions. Let me ask this. Because I'm not familiar. What is the Suicide Squad incarnation like in comic form? Because that's what it's based on, right? I mean,
they're basing it more on the New 52 version of it, which is kind of a departure from what it really kind of used to be.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't care about the film. The more I see about it, the more I don't care.
Well, yeah.
But the Harley Quinn thing did kind of offend me in that you've taken a character that had a really cool costume design that, and I think a lot of times, women are offended by female characters in comics these days and the outfits they wear.
They pretend to be, at least.
Yet here's Harley Quinn, who is a character that was pretty much covered from head to toe, and they just keep giving her less clothes.
Going the opposite direction.
And this is one where I'm like, we should be barking on that one, because you're taking her further and further and further away.
But that's not popular. And I'm afraid that really the motivation a lot of times is not does not have to do with actually portraying women in a good wholesome light or covering up their skin or anything. It's more about like the freedom of like Harley mm-hmm. Quinn is a strong woman. She does what she wants and she doesn't care about anybody. Well, okay, that's fine. I mean, it goes both ways. There's room for everything in a creative field that anybody mm-hmm. wants to do. But like you said, why take a character that seemed fun and
unique
really...
and all ages acceptable and...
Right. It doesn't seem like this movie's all ages
no,
acceptable.
No, I don't think it's going to be at all.
But maybe something called Suicide Squad probably isn't...
It's probably not, but...
Probably not either, but...
Well, one of the actors in the film, an actress in the film, she said this movie is going to be bleeping the F word... insane.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing I want to think about for a comic book film. I don't want any of my comic book any films based on comic books to be, unless they're based on an adult comic, to be bleeping insane.
Right.
And of course you're saying that because you're in the movie, but either way, that's not the kind of review I want to give to a comic book film. I don't want that.
You know,
I know we're going to get in the same soapbox we've always been on with these kind of things, but
we're on the soapbox. It's interesting.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it's interesting to me also the way that people some of these people talk. Women, if you're concerned about the feminist movement and stuff, why don't you stop talking like that in interviews? Why don't you respect yourself mm-hmm. a little bit, respect other people? I don't know. Okay, sorry, Harley Quinn. Think about the fun of that character design and how like playful it was.
Exactly.
Like, think about Bruce
and
Timm
and
like how Bruce Timm even does some things that are questionable, but still is on a lighter side. And
yeah, and everybody's defending that by saying Bruce Timm looked at it and he liked the design or something. And I'm like, Warner Brothers still signs Bruce Timm's paycheck. You know that, right? He's not going to openly hate on something that the guys that are paying him made. I mean, I'm not questioning Bruce Timm's integrity, but at the same time, he's not going to dog his bosses. Like, you're just not going to do that.
Even if he does actually like it, I don't care.
I don't care either,
He's been living with that character since the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody else says, hey, we're doing this movie, this is what we're doing, yeah, that's cool. I don't know. Maybe he likes it, maybe he doesn't. It doesn't matter. What else? Oh, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is getting a reboot. Some people some people are happy about it. I'm not unhappy about it. I liked the first movie. Had Sean Connery in it. He did. That was his last action role. Maybe
that was his last role, period.
Was the last role ever?
That's what he went out on, yeah.
Okay. It was fun. And you got some cool visuals. That was it. I'm okay if that's it. I just don't... It's another thing to hear about, yet... You know, being
Here's another reboot. Here's Point Break, the reboot, and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the reboot.
It
seems like both those news happened at the same time.
Well, yeah, I just come off of the other thing and heard about that. So, a lot of remakes. You know how I feel about remakes, but it just seems unnecessary.
Oh, it's totally unnecessary
in both cases.
A Point Break, especially. I don't get that at all. Like, okay, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, I can kind of see. I'm in the same boat. I don't really want to see a reboot or remake. But the first one was pretty ineffectual in translating League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the comic, into a film.
Right.
I don't think it did a very good job.
Right.
So if you're going to redo it, if you're going to make it more like what the comic was, I would be excited to see a better League of Extraordinary
Gentlemen
film.
That's what some people
film.
Are saying, is they're happy to have another chance at making a...
Whereas Point Break, for what Point Break is fine for what it is. It doesn't need to be remade. It's what it is. You know, there's either... You either like that film... for what it is, or you don't like that film for what it is, right. But I can't think of a thing where I'm like, man, that Point Break, it really missed a mark. I would love to see them try that again. What?
Well, since we're talking about Point Break, it was mentioned to me that it looks well made, and it does look like they put a lot of money into it, and they put time and money into effects and the way the stunts look and everything like that, but I felt like it suffered from the same thing that all the other remakes have. It has this colorless blue wash over everything. Everything's
Which is
in
really
a,
odd. They're doing it so much.
Everything's
now.
In a glass and concrete building. Everybody's wearing a suit. You know, like all like the fun, cool, quirky things that made the original feel like its own movie are kind of gone, and the plot seems. Close enough but different enough to where they didn't have to call it Point Break. And this was another thing that was pointed out to me, that Fast and the Furious, the first one, it's basically the same plot as Point Break. You have an undercover cop, he breaks into a group of young people who are doing robberies, and
extreme athletes like me.
And he sort of becomes one of them. And but I never thought of those two as being the same at all, because they're very different in aesthetic, and they said, okay, let's make an actual story, and they wrote characters and had it be fun. So you can do that with a film. You can take the basic plot of something and if you did, I know we'd said this before, but if your remake, they could put out that movie and say Bank Robbers, whatever it's called. And someone would say, that looks pretty good. And they would go and see it and say, this reminds me of Point Break. And now I can enjoy both of these things.
Exactly.
But calling it Point Break now is kind of like there's an immediate comparison that happens. Also, the other thing about it that I found was funny. I'm not the movie doesn't look bad. It doesn't look good.
It's just there.
It's just sort of an unnecessary reboot for something that holds up. I just watched that movie a couple weeks ago and it holds up. But they're releasing it on December 25th, which is a week after Star Wars is released.
It's going to get destroyed.
And that doesn't seem smart to me.
I guess they're trying to appeal to a different audience than they think Star Wars is, but Star Wars is all audiences.
Yeah, it's very inclusive.
It's going to be everybody is seeing Star Wars. Yeah, I agree completely that if they called that movie something else and let it stand on its own as a different kind of thing, then it could be a good, well-received movie, but they're so reliant on the old names now of stuff that they don't. They're just like, oh, well, this is this again. This is this again.
I think that's what's bothering me more than anything is just why can't you just do something else? Even if you're even if you're borrowing the main premise,
just call it something else.
Please just pretend to make it your own thing at least. So that's I'm just indifferent to the whole thing and remakes now. What else was I going to say?
Are you still on that subject?
No. Okay. I would like to.
Well, speaking of a film that I am looking forward to seeing in theaters, today it was just announced that Jaws is coming back to theaters next month.
Yes.
For a two-day engagement, like June 21st and June 24th. June 21st has one showing, I think. June 24th has two showings. And it's 500 theaters across the nation. I cannot wait for that.
I would like to see that in the theater.
I've never seen it in the theater.
Yeah, I didn't.
And Blaze has been asking to see Jaws, and this would be the perfect opportunity for him to see Jaws, is to actually take him to a theater.
Yeah, he can.
I think he can handle it. He'll be almost 13 at that point.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jaws, those new reaction figures, they showed the carded samples.
Jaws.
Or the
Jaws.
The official carded versions of the Jaws figures and the Gremlins figures. Both those look great. Reaction is like Funko and Funko reaction line looks like they're stepping up their game with the sculpts. I think the Terminator 2s look way better than the Terminator 1s. I think the Gremlins look better than everything else that came before those. The Jaws look great. That shark looks great. I'm all about the Jaws line. I'll buy all those. I'm pretty tempted to get the Gremlins line too.
Yeah.
Again, it's these licenses that are the right time period for that style.
Right.
And getting that style right at the same time is the key to that line working.
The Karate Kids are really cool, too.
Those are really cool, and that's perfect, too. It's a perfect movie in the time period for that kind of license and that kind of figure. Whereas they're shown, like, their Arrow figure. They're doing Arrow and Flash, and those just kind of don't make sense to me. I don't have the same nostalgic attachment for those figures to make sense to be in that style. I feel the same way about Mego redos. When they do, we've talked about that before. When they do a Mego figure based on something that came out in the late 80s, it's like, why are you doing that? Doesn't make any sense, because that style had been gone by that point.
Yeah.
So why do real Ghostbusters Migos? That's silly. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know who it's for.
Yeah, I don't know who the audience is there.
Well, maybe somebody likes it.
And the last thing I saw that I want to talk about is there's a Pizza Hut pizza box that's just been introduced in Hong Kong. And it's a movie in a box or something.
Say what?
It's a pizza box. And it's got a little hole area that punch out. And you know that little plastic table thing they put on the pizza to make sure it gets squashed? There's a lens on that. You insert that in the spot where you put the hole, and then the pizza table thing is a holder for your phone, and then your phone has if you watch a movie on your phone, you put it inside the pizza box. It goes through the lens and becomes a projector, so you can, like, project a movie your wall.
What?
I want this pizza box. I want that to be introduced here right now.
What?
I can't remember what it's called, the Blockbuster Box, the Pizza Hut Blockbuster Box.
That's insanity. Incredible.
It's incredible. I mean, the quality is not the best, but imagine, like, the novelty of it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get my phone all greasy and stuff. Imagine putting that in your pizza box.
Yeah, okay. But
you can get sauce on it.
It's still super neat. I think it's super cool.
You're going to have marinara sauce in
your... I'm going to put marinara sauce all over my phone.
In your charger hole.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to eat all the pizza first before I put the phone in there.
So then you haven't had pizza in a movie.
I'm going to take the pizza out of the pizza box
afterwards.
And set it off to the side on a plate and then use the pizza box.
I've got something cool that's sort of like that at my house where I can order
the
pizza.
Is it a TV?
It's a television
it's
set.
It's a TV. How about you're having a picnic outside?
It's crystal clear.
You're having a picnic outside.
Yeah, okay.
With some pizza and some friends.
Yeah.
And you just want to, hey, check this guy. Check this out. It's a free pizza box.
Yeah.
Look what I made it in a projector. We're going to watch it on the
I would
the
be amazed if you brought a pizza box that was a projector.
You'd be amazed.
I would be.
You would be amazed.
So wait a second. Let me get this straight.
Get it straight.
The hole in the box has a magnifying lens?
The lens comes on the pizza table. It keeps it from crushing.
Okay, yes.
You pop that out of the pizza table. You pop the hole in the box. It's perforated at the front of the box.
Pop it a little bit.
You pop the lens in.
A little bit.
You put the phone in the pizza holder, and then you put it inside the pizza box and close it up.
Yeah.
And then the light from the phone focuses in the lens, and it projects on the wall.
So you have to play the movie on your phone.
You have to play the movie on your phone.
So it doesn't come with a movie.
No.
So you're not, like, surprised by some movie that they're going
to
give you.
Well, they have some kind of thing where you scan the side of the box, too. And when I watch the commercial.
Okay.
So there's a chance that that is part of it.
Okay.
That's what makes the movie.
Because that would sort of be part of the novelty, because otherwise I'm really just playing a movie.
But then you could also watch, like, home movies and stuff that you recorded on your phone.
Yeah.
Using this thing, I would guess. Yeah. I think it's neat.
Well,
I think it's cool.
Get people to buy pizza.
All right. That's everything I got to talk about outside of the Action Features Beltacca thing and the other thing.
Hmm.
You have anything else?
I think I'm good. I do have these also. Goofy Fruit Crisps. These are freeze-dried.
I'm going to wrap these up.
These are freeze-dried strawberries and bananas. I'm pretty sure
like
I know
astronaut
how these
food.
To, yeah.
I could join the spaceways.
Oh, pretty good. It tastes like...
I'll try that.
What I thought. I wonder if you soak it in water, it becomes a real banana.
Oh, I bet if you put this in with your cereal, that would be amazing.
That would be good. They have cereals that have
yeah.
freeze-dried strawberries on them. Okay.
Oh, these are good. Yeah, I like these.
Okay.
All right, so Bill Tackett, a good friend of ours, good friend of the show, he posted on the Facebook page, what would our action features be if we were action figures? You know, the show's called Action Features. We've talked about action features on toys before. What would our action features be? Do you have yours? You want to go first?
Yeah, I've got mine.
Okay.
I'm going to be like the Beetlejuice figure where the head comes off and there's a small head underneath.
Nice.
I'm just kidding. That's not mine.
Oh, okay.
I
was going to say, I'm looking forward to the explanation as to why.
The first thing that came to me was the color change feature. If you run me under hot water, I will turn into a translucent plastic or maybe some sort of like a different color or something.
Because when we're doing the show, it's almost like you're not even here.
That's right. I barely exist
mm-hmm.
Through the show, so that's why. I guess mainly because I always thought that was really cool.
Shadow Strikers.
I loved Shadow Strikers.
Those are awesome.
I was dunking mine constantly. Had mm-hmm. water in the joints, coming out of the joints all the time. Water on the knee. Hey.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like from Operation.
Yeah, it's a yeah. medical term.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was never a fan of push-button features. I never was. Even as a little kid, I was like, why is this on
here? Why is it on there?
And the arm is clicking into mm-hmm. one spot, and or it just raises all the way. Although I did like the Robin figure. I liked it on Robin.
That was cool.
The Superpowers did a good job of hiding.
They did the best. With the squeeze legs yeah. and everything's hidden inside the figure, they're perfect. Because there's nothing compromised about those sculpts to get an action feature in. All right, that's yours?
That's mine.
All right, so mine is a play on the Ghostbusters Fright features.
Okay.
If you remember these Ghostbusters, but you'd squeeze their arm down. Again, this is Kenner, so they hid the mechanism. You squeeze the arm down, and a normal face would turn into a frightened face. Like Ray's head would lift up, and his eyes would get real big, or Egon's eyes would pop out, and Peter's mouth would drop down, and his eyes would pop out, and things like that.
Those are great.
But for me, it would be I would go from a normal happy face to a disappointed face. So that way...
Everything goes down instead of up.
I get disappointed by so many things. And I would include a pic of Jared Leto's Joker. I would include a ticket stub to Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. A Fight Club on VHS.
Wow.
And the Nolan Batman trilogy on Blu-ray. So that way you can put all those things in my hand and change me from happy to
disappointed. Yeah.
Disappointed.
That would be a fun figure.
It was disappointing.
I just picked from the action figures available.
Yeah, you want to become invisible. You chose the thing you wanted to happen. I chose the thing that really happens to me. I get disappointed a lot.
If we have to do something like that, I'm gonna change mine to have like magnets
to changing action.
I have magnets hidden inside of me, and I come with several ladies that are made of metal.
So again, going with things that you lady. Can't really do,
right?
Yeah.
These are wishes.
Yeah, yours is just nothing but wish features.
Yeah. That's what my figure comes with, the ability to
pretend.
Wish.
Yeah. Mike, you can pretend to do these things. Mm-hmm. The figure can, like the masks.
Like the masks on Mask. Have we talked about Mask?
We have, where we said, I think we have, where the boxes said that it pretends to do things.
Yeah.
Mike pretends to get girls. Mike pretends to turn invisible.
Mask.
Meanwhile, James really gets disappointed.
It's not from the same line.
We're in a two-pack. That was a great question, Bill. That was awesome.
It sounds like something Hasbro would do.
I liked that. That was fun.
Two different features, two different types of articulation.
Yeah, why not?
One pack.
All right, so here's the meat and potatoes of this episode. It's going to be kind of a shorter episode,
meat
I think.
Meat and potatoes.
Recently, I saw a pic.
Hold on a second. I'm going to do a quick plug.
Oh, okay. I'll take another one of those for that, then.
For one, If you haven't been to Sarvati's Pastry Shop, go there. They're awesome. That's one quick plug. That's free.
All right.
The other plug is I'm on Facebook now.
Oh, yeah.
Only as an artist, okay? So don't try and look me up. Where'd you go to high school? But if you're listening to this show and you care at all, go ahead and look me up, Mike Beckett, artist, and that's Beckett, artist page, and like it.
We'll link it on the Action Features page.
Okay, that's fine. I mean? Like it and click on some art that I've put up there.
Do that.
But why not?
You know, if you ask him a question or two on there, he will respond.
I will respond.
He'll still talk to you like a friend, even though it's not a person page.
I can pretend that we're friends.
You can still pretend.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, was that the only plug?
That's it. Okay. That's all I have.
So a couple weeks back, I had seen this picture on one of the boards, or I can't remember if it was Facebook or board or what, that somebody had posted, and I thought it was very funny. And so I sent it over to Mike and said, "This is funny." And it was a clash between two pop culture characters, like asking who would win in a fight. There were a couple little responses beneath it, and I thought it was funny. And so I messaged over to Mike, and then we were both, you know, we were laughing about it. And then it became a thing that we decided to do this as a topic on the show.
Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Let's talk about this. And the picture, you want to say what the picture was?
Yeah, the picture is Kevin McAllister versus the Predator.
Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
From Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin.
Who would win?
Versus the Predator that, you know, from the movie Predator.
Who has a chance? Dutch. Who has a chance?
Yeah, at first you think it's comical, but then you think, you know what, this is actually a pretty good fight.
Starting to analyze it.
You really start thinking, like, Kevin managed to take out those two dudes.
Twice.
Twice. Without really breaking a sweat, and they were two criminals.
He didn't sweat.
Grown men. Danny Glover took out a Predator. And he was just a cop.
We'll get into that.
Catching just criminals.
We're going to get
into
that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what's the difference here? Couldn't Big Mac take out the Predhead? Who knows?
Could it happen?
All right, so I'm going to tell you what I'm going to start with here.
Great, go. Okay, go.
If we're talking about turf, like where the fight happens.
That's where I was starting.
If it happens in a jungle, at first you think, well, how would Kevin just be in a jungle? So that doesn't make any sense. But if Kevin's parents were taking a vacation to Florida for Christmas, there's a good chance Kevin could end up anywhere.
That's right.
That's away from his family. So it's plausible that maybe as the family goes to Florida for vacation, that Kevin ends up on the wrong plane.
His parents are very careless.
And ends up in the jungle where the Predator is. Okay?
Oh, we took that vacation to Hawaii.
Where's Kevin? Oh, he's busy fighting the Predator in the jungle.
We got back to the house. It's been quiet for days.
Kevin! 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 Okay, so in that scenario, Kevin could end up in the jungle.
That's right.
Now, if it's just Kevin in the jungle, no time to prepare, nothing around for him to use, he gets beat.
I'm afraid he's out of his element.
He's out of his element, he really and he is. Loses.
Yeah.
If Kevin knows he's going into the jungle, and he knows he's fighting the Predator in the jungle, then he's got more of a fair chance. I still think that the Predator may win.
I think so, too.
But at least he has a fighting chance if he's given time to prepare.
That's right.
All
right?
Whereas if you flip it, and they're at Kevin's house,
that's right,
and the Predator's coming there to get him, it's pretty much over for the Predator, in my opinion.
Well, I think about this.
Let's just go through all the things.
New York was the other setting that I thought, because
Predator 2
is in New York. And Kevin's house is yes. That's his turf.
It's his element.
But he did really well in the abandoned house that was being fixed
up. He did.
Because there's a whole lot more dangerous stuff there. So if Kevin is in an abandoned house that's getting fixed up, doesn't have to be New York.
Doesn't have to be.
Could be anywhere. But
it could be any derelict home.
I think it'd be better because you are in a contained space, and he is able to manipulate that instead of just being a big open space. The Predahead could be anywhere.
Exactly.
But in his house, he can even orchestrate what room they're going to next.
And now, so you may say to me, wait a second, the Predator's got the heat vision. The lights go out.
Wait a second, Predator's got heat vision. The lights go out.
Oh, well, Kevin actually has conquered his fear of the furnace.
That's right.
He gets downstairs in the basement with the furnace. The Predator can't see him anymore.
Well, I thought about that.
There's this major heat source there that's like putting out all this other heat.
Right.
He can't see Kevin anymore. And usually Kevin operates in Christmas time, right?
Right.
And so the whole house is heated. He's probably got, you know, heaters in every single room. So the Predator heat vision's out the window if it's at Kevin's house.
Here's something I thought of could happen in that scenario, is where Kevin could get all these little space heaters, and different warm things. Maybe he's baked some potatoes, and he's got them. He's got them on
mannequins,
trains, and remote control cars. And,
Michael Jordan standees.
Yeah, mannequins are wearing. Mm-hmm. Maybe he gets some heat pads and tapes them to the mannequins, and they're going all around.
Because he would figure this stuff out fast.
Oh man!
Like he would realize the Predator can see him through heat.
That's right.
And immediately have a plan as to how he could beat
the heat.
The heat vision, right?
Beat the heat.
All right. So then you say to me, the Predator can be invisible.
The Predator can be invisible.
Not if he hits him with a paint can.
Not if he hits him with a paint
Not
can.
Not if he hits him with a paint can.
Not if he walks into a saran wrap with glue.
Yep.
And he blows him with feathers. Blows feathers all over him. What are you going to do?
Not invisible anymore.
What are you going to do, Predator?
What are you going to do now? Hey, Predator.
I guarantee that...
I happen to notice that you're not really wearing boots. All you have on is some kind of like ankle warmer things, but bare feet.
That's right.
Well, you're in bad shape at Kevin's house, because he loves messing with people's feet. He puts down the broken ornaments. He puts down the nail stuck in the tar.
You want nail to...
He's got the little micro machines. Predator's feet, they've had it, man.
Speaking of...
He didn't have to get the shoes off. The Predator came in with bare feet.
That's right. Speaking of bare feet, I've noticed that the Predator is very comfortable stepping into water. And this seems like a prime opportunity for Kevin to electrocute him to death. Until we see his skeleton.
Yeah. Imagine the Predator with his hair, those dreadlocks.
Yeah, his dreadlocks are going straight up. So, just hook up a car battery.
Yeah, he's done.
Down into the pool of water. What, you fill the whole basement with water?
Fill it all with water. Fill it all with water.
And just shove a hairdryer down in there.
Seeing the Predator, his invisibility will be malfunctioning. He'll be thinking, I'm concerned about that. But meanwhile, Kevin's got the...
He's got other things going.
The generator. And he's just clicking up the dial.
That's right. With nonchalance, just turning the dial.
It doesn't even faze Kevin. It's a big alien creature.
Saving the universe.
He doesn't care.
This is my house. I have to defend it. Kevin doesn't care, okay?
He doesn't care.
Kevin is an individual mm-hmm. who sees the end result. He sees the end goal, and nothing will stand in his mm-hmm. way.
Worst comes to worst, Kevin starts to lose. You know, some weird, odd, shut-in person, whether it be a shoveler of sidewalks that the neighborhood thinks is a killer.
That's right.
Or some crazy pigeon lady that doesn't have any family. Somebody's going to show up and save him at the end of the
thing. Somebody's going to say, oh,
they're going to come up and they're going to help him with the Predator.
Because his family sure isn't going
to. They're not going to help. They're not going to show up to help. No.
He's got to have somebody good in his
life. It's going to be some strange person from the neighborhood, like some... odd mailman that all the neighborhood thinks has been taking their mail or something. He's right. Going to show up and help Kevin versus the Predator.
And prove that
the odd people can help.
The neighborhood was wrong.
And so so no matter what, Kevin's got an ace in the hole because he's going to have somebody helping you.
He does have that ace there in the hole. Now, on the other side, Kevin can't use the heated doorknob because of the Predator's heat vision. He would see that
he
and
would.
Say, that is too hot for me to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would just kick in the door, probably. He might get busted with the flamethrower at that point.
He might.
But the Predator does have the advantage for seeing some traps.
There is some advantages of the Predator. I think that the Predator's tracking dots, though. Kevin has, the whole mirror scene where he does the smacking in the mirror?
Yep.
There's mirrors throughout the house.
He can use mirrors.
The Predator maybe think he's tracking dots on the real Kevin, but it's a mirror.
Here's the other thing that's got going for him. The Predator enjoys the hunt. He's just going to show up at the house, and he's going to stalk, okay? Kevin has been planning this for at least a day.
Yeah.
He's got it all mapped out. He's drawn with crayon.
He's had a couple of hours to prepare between, right. getting the stuff, putting it all together, and then going to fix the macaroni and cheese. He's had at least a good hour set everything up.
Yeah.
And that's plenty of time.
Plenty of time to defend your home. Kevin has... the BB gun, but the Predator has the laser mounted the gun on his shoulder.
It's true.
That's probably more powerful and more effective.
But if the laser gun gets crammed up with that green slime stuff from the second one,
that's right.
It may stop working. Who knows?
We don't know how it works.
We don't know what that stuff
is. But it might stop working.
It might stop working because of the green slime stuff. Who knows? I have to give it to Kevin. If it's at his house, I just don't think the Predator... The Predator, like you said, likes to hunt, but Kevin really likes to trap and really likes to
He likes to plan out twisted little things
to actually murder people.
To actually kill
people. In a funny way. So the Predator, all he's going to do is shoot you. But Kevin will torture you until the point that you should be dead, but then you eventually give up or get caught by the cops.
The Predator might give up by the end of it.
He probably would give up. I would think that eventually he'd had enough.
He would hit his self-destruct on his wrist.
After three traps.
Yeah, after like...
He's realized he's lost, you know? And it's just not going to happen for him, so he's just going to blow up the whole house.
You're right.
Which is fine with Kevin, I think, because Kevin ruins the house anyway.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. His parents are going to come back. They're going to
just swing out on a bicycle handle as the house is blowing up.
Right.
He'll head over to the treehouse. It'll be fine.
He'll get to the treehouse and it'll be fine.
He'll get to the treehouse and be fine. Yeah, I would actually pay real money to see this movie.
Yeah, I would love to see this
movie. I would love to see it.
I think Kevin could take Danny Glover, too, and he got the best of the Predator.
I almost think that Kevin could take Dutch.
Almost.
Almost.
Dutch has some of the same things going as Kevin does.
He does.
As a matter of fact, I've always thought of Dutch as a grown-up Kevin McAllister.
That may be what they were planning maybe in the film.
The story, you know, arc,
that
yeah.
was maybe when they originally... Let's make a movie of Dutch as a little kid... And that's where the idea of Home Alone came from.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure that is.
Yep. That's a fact.
So that's we'd like to hear your opinions as to who would win in the fight between Kevin McAllister.
I want
to
hear why. I want to hear why too. I want some reasons.
Yeah, the why is a big part of it. I give it to both, you know, depending on the situation and the place that they're at.
Like I said, in the jungle or in an alien spaceship.
Of course, the Predator has probably got it.
Of course, if Kevin was given time on the spaceship.
Exactly.
He would figure things out, and he would set traps, and he'd wreak havoc on the Predator spaceship.
And it's also depending on the mood that Kevin's in. If the Predator ate all the cheese pizza,
it's fierce.
He's got a much better chance Kevin doesn't win it now, because he's got anger on his side.
That's right.
You know?
Look out.
If you just come to me and just say right off the bat that the Predator just wins no matter what, I really want to hear some reasons.
We will not accept.
Because that's crazy talk. To just think that the Predator is just going to be able to beat this kid.
Yeah, just because.
Just because? Come on, give us some reasons.
He's just a humanoid alien.
Yeah.
With muscles and legs and flesh like everybody else.
I would put Kevin McAllister in the same arena as all the other big action superstars.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
If you could tell me Dutch can beat it, then Kevin can beat it. And Danny Glover can beat it, he can beat it.
If Danny Glover can beat it, I'm afraid there's not
if
much
If Adrian
chance.
Brody can beat it... Then not only can the Macaulay Culkin Kevin McAllister beat it, but that other Kevin McAllister from Home Alone 4, he could probably beat it.
I'm not gonna endorse that thought.
You can if you want.
I don't like those other.
I don't guys. Either. I don't like them either. I was just making a point.
You're okay.
Because you know Adrian Brody. I
know.
Really like Predators very much.
It was the better of.
It was better than AVP.
Yeah.
And all those other ones.
Yeah.
But. It's not as good as the original.
No.
All right. So post on the Action Features Facebook page, facebook.com/actionfeatures. Tell us your opinions, what you think. And I'll try and find that picture that originally started this conversation to post it up as well.
Yeah, once again, that was not initially our idea.
Oh, no, so it was not our idea.
Just so everybody's clear, we don't want
to Yeah, we're not trying to take credit. We just thought it was a very interesting thing, and we wanted to talk about it and give our reasoning behind who we think would win
Break
the fight.
It down a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
No, that's...
This could be one of our... This is a shorter one. That's 40 minutes.
Well, we'll do a short one anyway.
So I guess that about wraps it up, right?
Wrap it up.
We'll take it.
You'll take it.
So we'll sign off on this one, and we'll see you guys next
Not yet.
Time. Oh, nope.
Not yet.
Nope, we're not going to see you guys next time. Oh, I want a quick shout-out to Dustin, who's a long-time fan and listener of the show. He's always so cool about, you know, commenting and saying, I love this show, and always posts on his own Facebook page about how much he likes the show and everybody should be listening to the show. And it really warms my heart that,
nice.
That somebody enjoys the show that much and that he, you know, tells his friends about the show and comments on the episodes and things like that. It's really cool
it's
to
nice.
See. And so we want to make sure that you know that's not going unnoticed and that we really do...
Right.
Appreciate that. That's really cool. Same with Bill Tackett. He's always commenting and saying things.
Totally.
Too.
And thanks to everybody else who's listening.
Yeah.
Whether we hear from you
Whether
or
you
not.
Say anything or not, we appreciate everybody that's listening to the show. But hey, you know what? If you show a little bit of extra effort, we're going to say your name on the
You
air,
might get something.
And then we're going to say
You might get
like
something
you.
For free.
It, just like a Mission Impossible figure. You might get that someday. All right. Cool. So you ready now?
I'm ready.
All right. We're signing off and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.